everybody, and welcome back to the Teen Wolf Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. As always, my name is Brancy, and I am joined by my two co-hosts, Ella and Parrish, and we're going to talk about Teen Wolf with you guys today. So, Ella, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. Parrish, how about you?
I'm doing great.
Yes, okay, awesome. So we are actually doing this a little bit earlier than usual. Usually we do these on Sunday, but today is Friday, and we're going to talk about the episode that aired Tuesday of this week, titled A Credible Threat. Now, this episode was a little bit of a throwback to the earlier seasons. We saw the return of another fan favorite. Coach is back.
I love the coach. I'm so excited.
I love the coach. He makes everything 20 times funnier. So I'm so glad that he is back. And we actually see them playing lacrosse again for the first time in what feels like forever.
I know.
It's been a while. First random thought that I had watching this episode, though, is that for some reason, I just have never known what their mascot is. Apparently, they're the Cyclones, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
How did I never know this before?
I don't remember them ever showing it before.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I know, and I didn't think about it until they showed it, and I was like, you know, that's true. We've never known what they are, but now we do know. They are the Beacon Hills Cyclones, so thanks for that little shout-out there. Now we know what they are. But the episode actually starts off with Parrish telling the Argent crew that he does not know what he does at night, which is, you know, concerning. It's a little worrisome, but he asks them to follow him and to see what's going on. So they do, and they actually end up at the school, and they see him going full hellhound mode versus the Beast, and Scott and Stiles and Liam are there, and I think it's their first time seeing the Beast, some of them.
Yeah. Liam said he didn't realize it would be so big.
I don't remember. Somebody said...
Or was it Styles?
I think it was Styles, because then Liam was like, I told you it was that big. Or, like, something like that. Vice versa.
Oh, yeah, because Liam did see it because he was chased... Him and Hayden were chased by it.
Yeah, and then he made that little smart-aleck comment. Like, I told you it was that big. But apparently the Beast is getting a little bit smarter with every shift that they go through, and Mason actually figures out that the Beast is drawn to transmissions. How? I don't know. But he is. So apparently the lacrosse game is going to be a charity event, so there's going to be several news stations there. So they figure out that the lacrosse game is probably when the next incident is going to happen, and the Beast will be drawn to all of the news vans and everything. A little worrisome, considering how many people are going to be there. And back in the library, Lydia is actually back in school. Yay! For the first time in forever. She's back in school. And then her, Scott, Liam, and Stiles also figure out that the Dread Doctors are somehow using the frequencies to make the Beast shift. And every time the Beast shifts, he gets stronger and remembers more of who he used to be. This is a lot to take in. Now the whole
it is weird,
because it's like it says that if when he remembers to the man, then he'll forget the man and be gone forever. So
yeah. So is
I thought
like
remembering the man would keep the man, you know, kind of keep that part of him human.
Right. So I'm not sure if this is like some kind of like reincarnation kind of thing they're talking about, or if this has literally been the same person that has somehow lived, or I don't know. I'm confused. But somehow it plays into what happened way back when, which we're supposed to find out more about next week, I believe, is the flashback episode.
Oh, yeah, because that's when Allison is coming back. I'm so not excited to see her.
Yes, we've talked about this. I don't know how they're going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to feel about it, but I don't know. I just think they didn't really need to bring Crystal back. I mean, she quit the show. We've had, like, 2 seasons now to kind of move on from it. So, I mean, and it's not Allison, so it's not like everybody's getting what they wanted.
Yeah.
I think she should, like I said, because from what the preview, she's just going to be playing her ancestor. So I don't even think that any of them will have any interaction with her.
Yeah, probably not. I'm assuming not. But I don't know. It's just kind of weird. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'll reserve judgment until I see the episode. But I'm not sure how I'm feeling about it. However, back to this current episode. After they make this discovery, they actually are setting off on a mission to stop the lacrosse game from even happening in hopes that if they can prevent the game from happening, they can prevent the next beast attack. So Styles and Scott actually go to find Coach Finstock, who has been in rehab, and he loves rehab, guys. He's actually faked relapses in order to stay in rehab. That's dedication, my friend.
I think he likes the attention of the nurses.
Oh, yeah. He loves it there, and that, of course, is, like, one of the best moments of the whole episode because he is hilarious, and he's saying how he doesn't see the value of charity games, and they're like, we're pretty sure what charities do. And he's like, what's it even for this year? And they're like, cancer. And he's like, for or against? And they're like, what? Oh, Coach, I missed you. Oh,
he's a mess. That is blatantness, you know.
Yeah, he is such a mess. And they're like, really, Coach? Did you really just ask that? But he's great. And they want him to come back so that he can forfeit the game. And he's not really convinced at first, but he does eventually agree to go with them. Meanwhile, while all this is happening, Lydia finds Parrish in the library, who is injured and half naked, and I'm just like, how has nobody found this man in the library yet? You know?
I know he must be like in a section that nobody goes into.
Yeah, it's like, has he just been like really quiet and like not moving this whole time? Apparently so, because he's in the bookshelves, and she takes him to Gerard and Chris. We get to see Chris again. Love. Loving all the Chris this season. And they put him in a freezer for some reason, because apparently dropping your body temperature helps your mind tap into the supernatural side of you. I don't know. That's what they said. I'm going to believe them.
So it was a freezer? I thought for a moment, I thought it was like an oxygen.
It looked like a gas chamber, to be honestly. I was having throwbacks to, like, Spider-Man with the Green Goblin with all that green gas going on in there.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was thinking of. That was my throwback while I was watching that scene. But apparently it works, and it's, like, now the Hellhound side of him talking. But we'll get more into what he says in a bit. So back at the lacrosse game, he has got their assigned roles. So Corey and Mason are supposed to go check the opposing team's bus to try to find the size 10 sneakers covered in Parrish's blood, which I want to get your opinion on this. So apparently the sneakers are supposed to have Parrish's blood, but I'm a little confused as to how the beast shifting back into a human is going to magically have their sneakers on. Do we have thoughts on this?
Yeah, that's kind of confusing too, plus wouldn't they, like, wash the blood off their sneakers eventually?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this whole plan was a little not thought out. Because you can wash blood off, guys. I'm pretty sure that you're not going to leave blood on your shoes. And besides, I don't understand how he shifts back, and he's got his shoes magically. Okay, that makes sense.
Like, I guess they figure that maybe that they could probably smell the blood and remnants of blood. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know. The whole plan was a little sketchy. But regardless, that's their plan. Maybe it's because Lydia wasn't there to shed the logic onto them about how that wasn't going to work. But apparently Malia is supposed to be taking out the news vans so that everybody else has the opportunity to check for shoes. Meanwhile, the players are actually still on the field. And Kira loses it a little bit. She goes a little too crazy out on that field. Did you guys think that she was going to fight with anybody out on that field or she was going to hurt someone?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the fox is becoming in control of her.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I was anxious.
Control of that soon, because she's getting out of hand. She almost hurt Scott.
I know. She did almost hurt Scott, and that's the line right there. Like, you can't hurt Scott, okay? Like, that's where we're meeting our limit. And Brett actually helps out and gets her kicked off the field, hoping that they can take the anger and aggression away from other people, which they do because Brett's sister helps out. However, Kira and the sister are fighting quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But Scott shows up, and that's when Kira almost hurts him. And he is able to, you know, get her to snap out of it, thankfully, because we could have had a mess.
Mm-hmm. A big one.
A big one. But it is a pretty big indicator that Kira's situation is not getting any better. The Skinwalkers were right, and the wolf... or the fox inside of her, my bad, is still controlling her. So I don't know what's going to happen with Kira, but they're definitely going somewhere with it.
Did her, like, Skinwalker story just kind of just end? Because I kind of wanted a little bit more on that.
Yeah, I'm hoping they're going to bring them back. I don't know if it'll be this season or not, though, because we only have a couple episodes left, but... I hope they don't just leave it like that. Like, that was so random.
Yeah,
they
pretty sure they're going to forget bring it. Bring them back. Yeah.
Yeah. Because there would be, like, no purpose of bringing them in to just write them off in one episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Meanwhile, though, back out on the field, Scott and Liam are trying to prolong the game so they can figure out, you know, what's going on. However, Malia's mom shows up and ruins things, as usual, and the two start fighting. How did you feel about their little interaction there?
I just want to know why she tried to kill her daughter.
Yeah. I don't know.
She's looking her power back. That's why.
Yeah, but if, like, Deaton told her that it has to be under, like, certain circumstances or she can't get her power back, like, why does she keep showing up? You know what I mean? Like, you know you can't kill her yet.
I don't think she was trying to kill her that time. I think she's kind of trying to distract her because, I think that she's kind of working with a beast or some in some capacities.
Mm-hmm.
Knows who the beast mm-hmm. is.
Could
because
be.
I think she knew that the frequencies would bring out the beast.
Could be. That could be it.
She knows we're working with the Dread Doctors or something. I don't know.
Possibly. That's interesting. Because, yeah, she does kind of disappear. She kind of intimidates Malia by pointing out Styles, saying that she kind of knows that there was something going on there between them. So, I don't know. A couple episodes left. A lot of things could happen. I'm fearing for everyone's lives at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't trust Jeff Davis anymore. I don't trust him at all.
Okay, the guy that Mason is dating, that's Corey, right?
Yes, yeah. That is Corey.
Okay, because I couldn't remember his name because I know he looks like Liam and Theo. So I was like, okay, what's this guy's name? But
yes.
Okay, his name is Corey.
Yes, that's okay. Corey. And Corey and Mason were actually on the bus this whole time checking for shoes, which apparently didn't pan out at all. I don't know. They tried. That's the important part. And who knows what'll happen next week or in any of the remaining episodes, because we've only got a couple left. How many is it, like three or four?
I is this episode, I mean, is this season going to be 22 or 23 episodes?
I don't know. That I'm not sure about. This was episode 17.
Mm-hmm. So we have, like, 3 to 6 more episodes, I think?
Yeah, something like that. It's not a lot.
So if there's 22, there will be 5 more episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, not a whole lot left, but there's still time for some things to happen. There's always time for craziness to happen, that's for sure. Especially on Teen Wolf. But meanwhile, back on the field, oh, Liam. Liam. He foolishly goes straight at the Beast, and I you know, I don't know what's going to happen to him.
He's only a beta. Like, what was he thinking?
I don't know. Well, he did just talk to Hayden, and Hayden kind of proved her alliance to Liam and Scott. So I don't know. Maybe he's like, I don't know. I can't rationalize what Liam's thinking right now. Oh, Liam. Hopefully he's okay, though. I'm not ready to give him up.
Because I got confused because, like, the Beast was there, and who was going after the Beast? But then the Beast was in the high school, too.
Logic fail, I suppose. I don't know. Oh, man, I'm concerned for Liam. He better be okay, though, or I'll be upset. I need him. So let's see. So after all of this happens with Liam versus the Beast in that bold yet idiotic move, we're back with Parrish, Argent, and Gerard and Lydia, and they're apparently talking to the Hellhound part of Parrish, because apparently he says Jordan Parrish died. There is no Jordan Parrish. So, mystery! Apparently Parrish died quite a long time ago.
That freaking scared me. Like, how is he... Okay, like, a hell no. Like, I don't get it. Like, how can he be dead but also alive? Because when he's not being, he's Parrish again.
Parrish, the man, died when he was in Afghanistan when that explosion happened and when they were in that trance. And when they were in the trance, they called out the Hellhound from being in that trance, that, you know, when they were put underwater a couple of seasons ago. And so when the Hellhound was born, it took over Parrish's body.
So it's kind of like a vessel type situation, I'm guessing.
I'm so confused. Okay, so Parrish is dead, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so, like, what they're saying is, like, Parrish being dead, meaning Parrish's mind and soul are dead, but his body is still, I don't, you know, something like that. I don't know.
Okay, so when he's snapping back and he's not the Hellhound, is he Parrish or is he the Hellhound pretending to be Parrish? Like,
that's where I was confused, because if they're saying that this whole time he's been dead, so have we never even known Parrish at all?
Yeah.
I don't think the real Parrish. I think that the Hellhound is the essence of Parrish, because I think his mannerisms and stuff is still there. He just kind of takes on it to survive. But I don't think that the, like, if something happened to the Hellhound, if the Hellhound left Parrish's body, Parrish wouldn't be there. Parrish would just be dead. If there was, like, a separation between Parrish and the Hellhound.
It's very confusing. It is very confusing, because then that's like saying that we never ever really knew the real Parrish, because they even show, like, the flashbacks, the time that he supposedly died with the bomb is the same time that Scott, Stiles, and Allison were all, like, submerged in the water, like, way back in season 3.
Yeah.
So, like, we never even knew Parrish. We've always known essence of Parrish. which is weird. I don't know. It's complex. Maybe they'll explain it more.
Yeah, okay. My gosh.
It is a little confusing. It is. But apparently he tells them he has to leave, and we're just like, what? What is going on? Mm-hmm. And that's how they end the episode, so we are still left confused, pretty much.
Of course.
Because that's how Teen Wolf rolls. Oh, goodness. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out this season. Maybe they'll be evil and try and wait until next season to tell us. I don't know. But next week is supposed to be the flashback-type episode to the Maid of... How do you say it? Jovedan or something like that?
Yeah, Jovedan.
I don't know. But we'll see how that goes. Crystal Reed will be back. Mixed feelings about that. I don't know how it's going to go, but I'll reserve my judgment. I wonder if it's going to be completely set in the past, though, or if we're going to see any of the modern storyline at all. I don't know what they're going to do.
I just hope it's a good episode.
Yeah. I don't know. But overall, I did think that this was a pretty good episode, though. I love the return of Coach. The best thing in the whole episode. I missed him. They're just bringing back everybody except for the people they should be bringing back, you know.
Not Derek.
Derek, Peter. They even mentioned Peter this season, or this episode.
Oh, so, no.
I was like, is that a hint? Is he coming back? I don't know. Hopefully so. But that's really all that I had specifically to say about the episode. Did you guys have anything else you wanted to add before we head out of here?
Not me.
Okay. Ella, how about you?
I don't think so, because like I said, it's just that confusing on quite how the Beast was like on the field going against Liam in one scene, and then in the next scene, he's chasing the students and, mm-hmm. you know, making those marks on the... He's gotten bigger.
Right, that's true.
Because if his whole body to where his paw goes against the locker and stuff.
Right.
Door.
Yeah, some interesting stuff. So the flashback type episode will be next week. Nervous about it. The season will be coming to a close soon. I don't know how to feel. I'm scared, but excited. But regardless, thank you guys for listening to our recap. If you want to hear more of our Teen Wolf discussions, you can go to thevro.com and find everything under our television tab. Or you can go to Audio Boom, and you can find our Audio Boom channel on audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. And also under the television tab, you will find all of our Teen Wolf recaps, as well as many other shows out there. TheVRO.com also houses our written reviews, our blog updates, interviews, and all the kind of things you could love in the entertainment world. If you want to find us on social media, you can go to Variety Radio Online on Facebook, on Instagram, on Tumblr, and we are at The VRO on Twitter. So thank you all for joining us, and we will see you again next week to talk about Teen Wolf. And goodbye.
Bye.